This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's possible, and one does have to emphasize the possible part here, because Wells Fargo has repeatedly over the past couple of years demonstrated its ability to do the wrong thing. But it's possible that the bank could be in for a bit of a respite from negative headlines. Last week, it passed the Federal Reserve's annual stress test, a test that measures whether companies have enough capital on hand and a strong enough plan in place to make it through the next economic crisis when it comes. Marketplace's Rima Kreis explains what might be in store now for Wells.
This past weekend, when Bert Ely was reading the Sunday newspaper at his kitchen table, he spotted a double-paged ad for Wells Fargo. As an independent financial consultant, he tries to keep up with these things.
I have to admit that I only read the headlines because I know pretty much what I'm going to read.
Ad headlines like Purple Heart Vet gets home donated by Wells Fargo, or Wells Fargo ups donations to more than $1 million a day.
This is part of trying to rebuild its trust with its customers.
These ads, which have been appearing in newspapers and on radio and TV since May, are an attempt to burnish Wells Fargo's image. Jamie Moldavsky is chief marketing officer at Wells Fargo.
It highlights all of the investments and partnerships we have with our communities.
Since the account scandal came to light, there have been multiple organizational changes, including the CEO stepping down. Meanwhile, earlier this year, the bank agreed to pay $1 billion in fines to settle claims of improper mortgage and auto lending practices. All of that said,
in terms of financial condition, the bank is on very firm footing.
Karen Shaw Petru is managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics. She says passing the Federal Reserve's stress test is a bright spot and makes shareholders happy. But whether the bank will win over customers?
It will depend on whether there are future actions against the bank, any more scandals come out.
Basically, she says Wells Fargo has got to stay out of trouble. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.